Well, when I was young, I used to ride my bike every day up and down the street, and I asked my dad, can I compete and buy bikes to race other people?
And he was in agreement with that, yeah?
Yeah, and my dad was a track rider.
Oh, okay. And is track riding what you're concentrating on as well?
Yeah, track and road bike riding.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on.
And tell me, with the track riding, what are the various distances? What sort of distances are you doing at the moment in the races?
I've been doing about 20 to 15K races.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I get tired driving that far. Oh, it's good. So you must love it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And what sort of bike have you got? You've got to have obviously a top of the wazza whiz bang sort of bike. What do you got?
Well, I've got a BMC road racer.
Right. Now, I believe that Noel Sens, who's a very good friend of this show, and he's on the show every week, I believe that he's done a lot of coaching with you.
Yeah, he's done a lot of coaching on Sundays and told me a few tips and that.
Yeah? Well, I can tell you a little secret that he said to me that he reckons you've got a lot of talent. So that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is Noel good? He's a good teacher?
Yeah, he's a really good teacher.
Yeah, oh, he loves his cycling, that's for sure. From your viewpoint, would you like to become a professional rider one day?
Yeah, I would love to become a professional rider, especially riding the Tour de France and the Tour Down Under and all them races.
And do you have a favourite cyclist?
Well, I've got two, Mark Cavendish and Caleb Ewan. They're mostly my favourite riders.
Yeah, well, Caleb's fantastic. And I see Mark just a couple of days ago won one of the stages of the Tour de France, and he's 36 years old, which in cycling terms is starting to get a bit old, isn't it?
Yeah, and he just won another two.
Wow. Yeah, well, they're great people to look up to, and I reckon Caleb Ewan, you know, I don't know a lot about cycling, but I love watching him, and he's just awesome. So what races have you got coming up soon, Toby?
Well, I don't know. My dad just puts me in random races, and he just says, "Gonna race this," and then I say yes or no, and yeah.
And do you prefer track or road racing?
Well, they're both really fun. Track's nice and fast, but road's probably funner because you get to ride with other people, and it's longer distances, and you're not going round in circles.
I was going to say that must be, you know, more challenging because you've got a lot of corners, different corners as well, and different gradients.
Yeah.
So you've got to work out fast, slow, all of that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Toby, Johnny Thunder, who's a great friend of this show and I know does a lot of good work for a lot of good people, he's organised some sponsorship for you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he's organised me a few sponsors that can help me out in my race career and help me to buy new parts and get new things to make me go faster.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic that he's done that. I know that Ricky and Brikita from D Club Gym in Bath Lane are helping you out. So, you know, with the likes of those people and Johnny and Noel Sens, you've got a lot of good people around you, which is very important in any sport, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very thankful to have them people around me to help me out.
Well, mate, it's great to talk to you, and thank you so much for being on the Sideline View today, and I wish you every success for the future, and let's hope that one day we see Toby Gelbart up there, because Bendigo churns out some great riders, don't they? What about some of our, you know, lads, Jack Haig and all the rest of them, Connor Sens? They're all doing very well in Europe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, mate. Great to chat. Take care.
You too.